Hi, this is a follow visit for name. Patient name is Eulalia Inge. E like Ellie, U like upper, L like Larry, A like apple, L like Larry, I like Easter, A like apple. The last name is Inge, I-N-G-E. Eulalia Inge, the data services, 6-8-2022. Date of birth is 5-27-1971. Date of accident, 3-20-2022. Your presenting illness. Ms. Eulalia Inge is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was initially involved in an automobile accident on 3-20-2022. She was hit. She was rear-ended. That caused her issue of pain in the neck and upper back and across to both the shoulders and the lower back, and pain in both knees, both hips, and both shoulders. Overall, the pain level is 6-7. The lower back pain is the worst, is 8-9, and it seemingly radiating to the left leg. Anteriorly, off and on, up to the knee. And also, the pain in the neck is shooting down to her right arm all the way up to the elbow as numbness and tingling, off and on. And that was constant. The pain in the left knee is worse around 8, causing her difficulty in walking, climbing steps, and sitting down on the floor. Right knee pain is minimal, between 5-6 or even less. The hip pain is again 4 or 5. And shoulder pain, however, is 5-6. The left shoulder is the worst, and it is described to be an 8. She also has a difficult time lifting the shoulder. The right shoulder is the more painful, which is 8. And the left shoulder is only 4, and she's able to lift her right shoulder up to 90 degrees to 100 degrees of abduction, beyond which she has a lot of pain in the anterior and posterior part of the shoulder. In addition, she has no issue with the left shoulder. She can lift up to 180 degrees without pain. The ADLs are reported affected 8. 50% improvement has been reported by the patient using all the conservative treatment. In the ADLs, patient reports that general activity, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 9. Mood is affected 8, and relationship with other people are affected 7. In the system review, patient reports she is suffering from difficulty sleeping, poor work performance, anxiety, panic, and PTSD nightmares. However, there are no symptoms of TBI. She denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double visions, blackout, seizures, loss of memory, lack of focus. She denies any confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, limited range of motions, and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain bilaterally, knee pain bilaterally, elbow pain bilaterally. And the GI patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient has reported that the pain is up and down, but overall she has improved quite a bit since the last visit, and as compared to the time of accident. In last 30 days, patient does not report any changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And current pain medication is Ultran, that is helping her tremendously. Substance abuse, none is reported. Patient does report some depression, mild depression, and severe anxiety. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 168 over 108, pulse is 73, pulse oxygen is 98. The rest of the physical examination will come from the original visit of 5-9-2022 that is going to be recorded after this visit. So you can do the general review as well as the musculoskeleton and the extremities examination. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care will be as follows. The patient will continue physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on all the areas of pain, which is cervical, lumbar, shoulder, hip, and knee, and 3 times per week with traction massage echotherapy. Patient has been trained about yoga, meditation, heat, soaking in water, and home massages also. She'll remain off work and hospital replacement services and transportation. In medication-wise, patient is provided following medication, Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, cyclobenzaprine, Flexeril 60 tablets, one twice a day for muscle relaxation. Lyrica has been provided 60 tablets for the radiculopathy pain. She's also provided Wellbutrin 150 mg daily, one tablet for depression. Tramadol 100 mg twice a day has been provided for help with the pain. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. And Ambien 5 mg, 30 tablets are provided for sleep help. Two refills are provided. The patient has been advised to consult her primary care physician for blood pressure maintenance. And she's on amlodipine and she ran out of the pills. She's also ordered an MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and the right shoulder to identify the damage. Labs have been reviewed, and the patient is found to be in compliance and stable. A patient has been also ordered a psychological therapy, psych therapy for panic and for PTSD, although neuropsych and a TBI evaluation is not needed. Thank you.